We are here tonight with Jens Johansson of Stradivarius, the keyboard player. And Jens, you're on tour with Helloween right now, and you are supporting your new album, Elysium. And talk about how the tour is going. What's going on with the band, and how has this tour gone for all of you so far?
Well, there have been a little bit problems. The first couple of shows we had to cancel because our singer was a bit sick.
Mm-hmm.
But the third show of this leg, when we started playing again, like, but he was actually in a really bad shape. But this is the kind of thing that happens sometimes on tour, you know, like, people get sick, or, you know, like, it's like, it's been a good year and a bad year, because our drummer got cancer, and now he's better, and then as soon as he got better, then Timo got sick, so we had to cancel two gigs, but now things are sort of back on track, and we are playing every night. And it's okay, it's kind of fun. It's like, I like somehow being this opening act, sometimes too, because you have this, you don't really have the responsibility of carrying the whole tour,
mm-hmm.
And you play only 1 hour, so it's like sort of lazy, you just sort of drift around, play 1 hour per day, and then, you know, you're off early, you can do whatever you want, watch movies or whatever. It's like, it's a kind of lazy lifestyle that I remember from my from my youth. Like in English band, when we would open for, you know, like AC/DC for like 3 or 4 months or something like that, it's mm-hmm. like, You still have to do all the travel, but the show, you don't carry any of it, and you just have to, you know, you play a short time, 4 to 5 minutes or an hour in our case now. Like, so, a little bit different lifestyle than headlining, but it has pros and it has cons. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But so far, so good. Everybody's happy. We're just, you know, bussing it around Europe and...
Jens, you have a new album out entitled Elysium, and talk about how this album has come together, and give us a little bit of insight into the songs and just in general the title of the album. You know, talk about it a little bit and tell the fans about it.
Yeah, it's perhaps not so, you know, romantic story in a way, like the harsh reality is of that we actually didn't have the title until I think it was like two weeks before we finished it. We were juggling a bunch of different titles around, actually in email, and I had come up with this title already in June or July, but then it turned out that this email, nobody had scrolled down to read some of these suggestions. It's like, well, I guess nobody liked my name suggestion, but it was just one of many. And then I reminded everybody again, like, hey, how about this list of possible titles? And it turned out that everybody sort of liked this Elysium, and... That was like, I think, mid-October or something like that, and the record was done by the end of October. So it wasn't really a concept album. I mean, everybody just wrote songs, and we got together after the last tour finished. We got together in April and thought, yeah, well, let's make another album. You know, let's see what we have on the table here.
Mm-hmm.
So we put all the songs that everybody had, or the ideas, some of them were not finished songs, but we just, you know, made some demos, and we figured we could take this quite easy. Maybe we take 11 months or something to make the whole album. And, of course, then in June or July or whatever, it was this Helloween guys called and said, like, hey, would you guys like to go on tour with us at the end of November? And, of course, at that point, we realized we had to finish this thing, like, super fast.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, it became a little bit stressful, but... you know, for instance, we had like two guys mixing it at the same time, you know, like separate production tracks in the end, because we were like really running. The deadline was like really breathing us down the necks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we got it done okay, you know, like, I would have liked to have more time, but I guess I always say that with records, like, I would have liked to have 3-4 months more, but I think it's still okay, you know, like, yeah.
Jens, I've been a big follower of Stradivarius for quite some time now, for the last maybe 12, 13 years, and Timo Tolkki was a founding member of this band, and you've continued now, this is your second release without him in the band, and talk a little bit about, I know there was some drama with him back in the middle of, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, but talk about him not being in the band anymore, and talk about how that whole thing happened with the departure of Timo Tolkki from Stradivarius.
Oh my god, this is like a 3-hour question, you know, but it's like, it's super long story, but Timo Tolkki left the band, Well, actually, he wanted the band just to stop completely in 2007 already. But then we kept quiet about it because we had this court case going that depended on us pretending that he was still in the band and everything was hunky-dory. But then, unfortunately, about half a year later, he had to release this news that he had quit because he had signed some other paper. And, of course, it put us really bad position because we had a bunch of legal costs and we lost this case that everybody had been working on maybe for 2 years against this record label. That's basically the story of how and when he left. So of course everybody was a bit pissed off at that time, and then we decided actually to continue. I was first against, well, not against, I didn't quite know, but Jörg was very much, the drummer was very much against using this name Stradivarius. I think he was like so sick of hearing all this. So he said, over my dead body, we continue as Stradivarius, but I'll come up and, you know, we'll make some songs and see what happens. I was like sort of on the fence, I didn't really know. So that's basically how Polaris got made. Lauri knew this great guitar player called Matthias, and he was like, well, why don't we try to write some stuff with him? So we were like basically, well, maybe $40,000 in debt. And I had just met Matthias like the day before, and we started working on Polaris. So it's the first time I met him, and we didn't have a record deal. And then we made these songs. I think we made about 16 for Polaris, and we cut it down to, I think, whatever it is, like 10 on the album, right? Like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, we were like heavily in debt, so we were gambling a bit. But when I heard some of the early demos, and I you know, was like Timo singing and you're drumming on there, I think especially lends a bit of character to the sound. So it, I mean, even though it was different writers, to me it still sounded like Stradivarius in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what convinced me that we should use the name. And of course, this previous guitar player, Timo Utolki, was like super pissed off. He was like frothing at the mouth about all these developments because, you know, then he thought it was like unethical that we continued without him because he saw himself as like the only, well, the only important guy in the band, basically. Like, so that was the situation. We didn't have a record deal. We were $40,000 in debt. We made some songs, and then we got the deal later, you know, for Polaris. We mixed it, finished it, basically from our pockets, like borrowing studio time, and, you know, like it was like sort of made a little bit on the cheap because we didn't have a deal. And then we got a deal, and we put it out, and of course we did this long tour, and then when we started, like I said, last April, to make Elysium, we already had the deal, we had the guitar player, we had the name, everything was like much more clear, and of course we know each other much better, like after playing 120 shows or so together.
Mm-hmm.
I guess everybody knows each other much better now, like, than when we did Polaris, so those are the differences between the two albums in a way. Like, I think Polaris was a little bit more, we were not completely sure what we were doing. I think this time we had a little bit more clear idea, at least about the, you know, what we wanted to do, but not the material really. I mean, I don't think anybody started writing until maybe February of last year. I think Matthias had been working on some of the stuff a little bit longer, but so it was quickly put together, but still, you know, I think it's much easier when you know each other and you have the framework and you have, you know, the piece to do it. Like, so in that way, the feeling when we made the albums is quite different. But but apart from that, I don't know. I mean, they're albums. I mean, you've done many albums.
Yeah, you've been on a lot of albums. Yeah, and you've been on quite a few albums over the years. And, you know, let's talk about your new guitar player. And where did you find him at, and how did you get him into Stradivarius, and just talk about how everything came together with your new guitar player?
Lauri had seen him perform somewhere, like about half a year before, and he was very impressed, and he just sort of brought the name up. So that was Lauri's idea, the bass player, Lauri. And I checked out some YouTube videos, and I was like, okay, well, let's try to make something with this guy. I don't know if we should call it Stradivarius or not, but the guy can play, obviously. Like, And that's how it went. It was, there was no other candidates, really. You know, it was like, I still consider this band a bit of an experiment, which I like that spirit in a way. Like, it's been, I think since about 2003, it's been a bit of a balancing act with this band anyway, but, you know, it keeps you on your toes a bit.
Mm-hmm. Jens, you have a very impressive resume of artists that you've worked with over the years, and let's talk a bit about your career itself in general, and talk about what were some of your favorite artists, who were some of your favorite people to work with and record with, and which ones, I guess, which ones did you have the most fun working with?
Let me think what was fun. I think actually with Ronnie Dio was like, because the contrast, you know, I had just left the English band, and the contrast then with Ronnie Dio, even though Ingrid was a lot of fun, I mean, we had a lot of fun when we did all that stuff with Ingrid, but the Disney stuff was like all chaotic, and he was sometimes not like a real gentleman, you know, like he would punch, you know, they would set up interviews and he would like punch the journalist, get wasted, you know, and do all this stuff, like, so the whole ambiance was like maybe not the most pleasant, and of course all the business stuff was complete, and then I moved from that situation into the Dio band, where, I mean, as you perhaps know if you met Ronnie, he's like super pleasant dude and like really easy to deal with, and you know, organization was like, it was like being in heaven, you know, like I felt it was like really, you realize that that's also how it could be, you know, it doesn't have to be this constant chaos. Mm-hmm. And evilness and unpleasantness, like, I mean, we were, the other guys in the band probably were evil too, you know, with Ingrid, but I don't think we brought out the best sides in each other, put it that way. Like, I think, you know, I probably wasn't so innocent myself. But it was like a lot of alcohol, a lot of other stuff going on. Like I said, a lot sort of unpleasantness everywhere we went. And a lot of managers and the label got sick of us. And, you know, like, radio stations and whatnot. You know, this whole promotion chain. Of course, to deal with these chaotic individuals, nobody really wants to have that stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So it didn't really go so well. And that was like 1988 to 1989. That's like I left English band in 89 and then joined Dio, and it was like night and day. So that was like a very happy time for me, this Dio. I only spent about a year in this band, but it was like actually really pleasant. And then he disbanded that band because he was going to join, I think, Black Sabbath again.
Yeah.
And that was that. And then, you know, I drifted into some other stuff, and then I drifted into Stradivarius, and, you know, like... But that was, like, a nice innocent year, and also the contrast between my previous gig was, like, so big, that it was, like, an interesting experience. Like. But for sure, I mean, Stradivarius is the band I've been with the longest in my life. And, of course, we've had serious... I mean, it's like, that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Jens, you have recorded quite a few projects with your brother, and do you plan on maybe working with him again in the future and recording maybe a couple more albums with your brother?
I'd love to, actually, yeah. We've been talking about something, but it's like he plays in Hammerfall, and I do this Stradivarius stuff, and the last, like I said, the last year for me, and for the band Stradivarius, was like super busy once we started on this, like, get the record finished by November 1st track. It was like super, super busy. So I really haven't had any time. I mean, we got off the tour last year's February, and then, you know, immediately went into this recording cycle. So I haven't had time to think about anything else. But who knows in the future? I don't know.
Now, I've been a fan. I liked the new release, and I liked Polaris. And it seemed to me, you know, the last few Stradivarius albums with Timo Tolkki being in the band, they weren't my favorite. You know, the last Elements album I thought was okay, but wasn't my favorite. Then, of course, the self-titled album. But it seems the new guitar player, it kind of brings in a fresh perspective, which is why I like these two new records. And did he have that much of an impact on you?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, it's like you get different perspectives depending on the musical mix in the band and stuff. Like, and like I said, also this getting to know people more on the road, etc. It's like a big difference. Like, of course. Naturally.
Jens, you've had a long and distinguished career, and if you could say over the course of your career, and I know this is kind of a difficult question for most people, especially with someone like you that's been around and doing what you've been doing as long as you have, but what is the one thing you are the most proud of throughout your career?
I don't know if there's any specific thing I'm more proud of, but it's like just this idea of developing this idea of having... Well, actually, even being a keyboard player in metal, it's been a long struggle, because in the beginning, people sort of viewed keyboards with suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you try to mix metal music and keyboards, it was like, accordion player out of there. So I think to be part of this sort of movement of slightly more progressive metal with keyboards, and now, I mean, every other band has a keyboard player. It's like, to have been the spearhead of that, maybe that's like, and to be able to do it for so long, because as you know, many people drop out too. Like, but I'm happy to have been able to take part in all that stuff. I don't know if I can point at a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just the length of it.
Jens, does this tour with Stradivarius Halloween, do you have any plans to come over to the States anytime soon, or any plans in the works?
I think there were some plans, but I haven't seen any solidified schedules yet. But I think there were some plans, but I haven't seen anything concrete.